How this may sound to readers, or listening audience. Handshake confident. Confounded face disapproving. This audio media is generated from written copy documentation of an in real life, IRL, narrative of an individual that must be legally classified as an endangered person should this individual become vulnerable to being victimized to the status of being a missing person in the United States of America. This includes actual content directed to the San Bernardino Police Department 911-text interface. The motives to share these out were beyond the walls of the house and home holding me here in restricted community social service resources are obvious to anyone who understands the situation and how dangerous it is to speak out about these issues. To whoever is involved in why citizen James Martin Driscoll may become a statistical missing person, know that I, James Martin Driscoll, wholeheartedly reject the notion that I wish to be an adult who prefers to remain anonymous by going missing. Never will I be that person to want to be anonymous, even if my mother thinks it is okay to remain silent on these issues. All family has to do is to stop being completely walled out silent to the outside and walled in silent by ignoring me completely. This is psychologically abusive. Something of this is dynamically very, very sinisterly abusive. I ask that clear to everyone involved here? This family should treat this situation as extremely serious. So far, that has not been done. Web document link, https://www.newsnationalwa.com/missing/missing-adult-police-report-policy-naomi-arion-gabby-partita/. Right to go missing, what happens when an adult disappears? Missing. Katie Smith. Posted, April 1, 2022 2:10 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Updated, April 1, 2022 11:04 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Web document link, https://www.times.com/store/nurse/2019/09/06/-go-missing-what-happens-when-adult-disappear/2155-4180-01/. The right to go missing, what happens when an adult disappears? Alyssa Zacek, SC Times. One of many of the 600,000 individuals that find themselves to be officially counted on. Missing person reports, typically in as written with their mother, cannot get a hold of their son or daughter. www.ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the source top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an active of the United States of America, failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police. Instant treason defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs. Secure such documents. If in danger, carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You are sworn officer to defend us and the social contract has failed. No ghosting. /files1/nij/grind/255934, PDF. Document title, Reporting and Investigating Missing Persons. A background paper on how to frame the issue. Authors, Trisha Chakraborty, Ph.D. Document number, 255934. Date received, December 2020. Those who go missing. A common misconception is that missing person cases are crimes and are a result of criminal activity. However, going missing is not a crime. Many missing persons are found alive and their absence has nothing to do with criminal activity. Although there are laws in place requiring the reporting of missing children, there are no federal laws that require reporting and investigation into missing adults, specifically individuals over the age of 21. Adults have the right to choose to leave their established community without reporting that they are leaving. 327. It is important to note that a person may go missing intentionally or unintentionally. Someone experiencing problems at home, for example, domestic violence, or in their life, for example, financial issues, may choose to leave intentionally. They may want to escape the situation and start over somewhere else without notifying anyone. In a few cases, missing persons have voluntarily entered into a witness protection program. Unfortunately, there have also been cases where the missing person intentionally left with the purpose of committing suicide. Regardless, the right to go missing was established from a 1995 U.S. Supreme Court decision. McIntyre v. Ohio Elections Commission, 3, which upheld the First Amendment right of freedom of the press by supporting the right of an individual to remain anonymous when writing. This concept of anonymity has been extended to those adults who prefer to remain anonymous by going missing. I have tried every single possibility to bring forward a conversation with my family to the urgency of a matter that has been completely ignored to fault. This is not a personal problem of a family member. My family cannot take it seriously. It is my mother at the role that keeps this from being expanded beyond this house. Nothing nice in view of this will break any kind of resolve. Nothing nice will work. That appeals to everyone who comes into this house under the disguise, under the presumed normalcy that there is nothing working wrong under this roof. There is. Something triggers my mother to say that I am the one at fault when it is definitely not me. Earlier today, as I said, I was going to contact 911 through the 911 text interface, as I am playing the content over these loudspeakers that I am ready to direct to the police. My mother is annoyed with the fact she has to listen to this and that she says somehow I need to go to the hospital, trying to stop me from my action and my goals I need to have inserted into my life. A matter of debate that I am not operating here of delusional mind. I am not the one who needs to go to the hospital, and making such a statement only goes to reinforce statements made in a January Reuters fact check article on attitudes and motives which go to call people delusional in the first place. Web document link, https://www.truters.com/article/fact-check-coronavirus-psychologist/fact-check-no-evidence-of-pandemic-mass-formation-psychosis-say-experts-speaking-to-reuters-at-usl1n2tn1re. He, Stephen Ryker, added, but telling people who disagree with you that they are deluded and in a state of psychosis is essentially a device to silence them in a form of disrespect. It alienates and hence undermines an attempt at dialogue. It isn't an explanation of the problem, it is part of the problem. Also said in the Reuters article previously, nothing of seriousness can be approached for the resolve of my family. Reuters also spoke to Stephen Ryker, professor of social psychology at the University of St. Andrews, who has studied crowd psychology for more than 40 years. He described the concept of a mass psychosis as more metaphor than science, more ideology than fact. Also on this subject, one of seriousness that cannot find root in a discussion with family, I truly have to question the motives and the loyalty to these truths by a family with some other hidden agenda. That hidden agenda is not a peaceful one. In Reuters it says, Van Bivel, who said he found the idea of mass formation psychosis reductionist, highlighted a different account of the role of psychology, groups and leadership in the rise of Nazism. Here, in my mother's position, I have to go to the hospital for what reason? I think it is needed to be re-emphasized here, to define that last word very specifically here. Nazism/Nazism/noun, Nazism. Historical. The political principles of the National Socialist German Workers' Party. The rise of Nazism in pre-war Germany. Derogatory. Extreme racist or authoritarian views or behavior. I informed the 911 text interface dispatcher that I have read the documents that apply to the proper operation of 911 and 911 text interface on 911.gov. I am doing nothing illegal, against the law, and these matters. I am in complete control of what I am doing and the matter at hand. Nothing here is delusional. The facts are revealed in detail, and not at all vague, not at all. I have the right to use this interface to save my life as it sits now. I am not going to sit down and shut up. This is an emergency. Nothing in my effort violated the law when indeed the contact to 911-text-interface did not generate such a consideration of dispatching a welfare check for someone who was directing unintelligent messages to 911. That did not happen. The closing of 911-text-interface closes with a large break of time with no rejections to the actual statements directed into their view. I do expect what I said to be treated seriously. Only in a follow-up phone call tomorrow. If that is not treated seriously, these speakers are going out onto the yard of this house and going to be speaking this truth to this neighborhood. Confirmed SMS text, contact to 911 text, dash law enforcement police. Tuesday, July 12th, 15 hours, 20 minutes, and 22 seconds PDT. Received by server 3:20 p.m. Type SMS. Size 150 bytes. UID 0. Message source, phone, thread ID 113, native thread ID 113. MSGDB ID 1950, Native ID 1704, date Tuesday, July 12, 15 hours, 20 minutes, and 22 seconds PDT, server time July 12, 15 hours, 20 minutes, and 22 seconds PDT, delivery status mobile, 911 deliver the, comma, dash, text message, dash, I am an endangered person in a very detailed truthful situation and I need to have a law enforcement officer come to endorse the law. I am dying. Comma. End of single SMS message. The entire message is not vague. It describes the real situation that cannot be addressed by my family or by law enforcement in this city of San Bernardino. That is a recent state of California auditor review that is extremely out of balance of integrity. Web document link, http://auditorcogov/report/2021-105/index.html. Peace officers, hate group affiliations. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. April 26, 2022. 2021-105. Agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report, however, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. The auditor's report on San Bernardino Police and the notion that it is unacceptable of standards and integrity is remarkable to let stand without an official response. The exact reason why the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response is not too difficult to understand. The reason why is because of this citizen who lives at 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, and the written record of all things considered in the personal life journal spaces. My written record is absolutely in contrast to any kind of reasonable acceptance for the allowance of activity of actions against me by the law enforcement authorities acting against a truth that should not remain buried. That would be both city and county law enforcement and other local agencies in regards to the proper administration of healthcare and specifically the Ryan White Care Act. I am not the one who is attempting to and actually creating a hostile environment under this roof of the house and so-called home. That hostile environment is here under this roof by the endorsement of my mother to not reject the actions of the outside forces of our world to kill her son. I know that might sound harsh or strange, but in full perspective, that is the modus operandi that this family takes to this matter to plea intensified forces that discourage and disables my rights. This is in full view for some kind of hidden agenda. The set of circumstances is very dire. To be in an environment of my childhood home where my universal human rights are not respected and qualified as being my right of expression has been upside down in view of my mother for my entire adult life. How that transgresses into silence that is violent is just so obvious nothing of seriousness can be approached for resolve. A word I must fully define for everyone, a legal standard definition. Everyone acting inverse to reality of facts, dash seem to desire to bury such facts. That activity seems a bit sheltered or perhaps criminal to these circumstances. I would just caution that the prevailing attitudes here should change when they realize their positions of standing are exactly as I am here and have previously described. Stop trying to be intentionally disagreeable. It is rather old, very old, to establish yourself here, be wise and become involved in the facts. Defined as Mo, Dusop, E, Ran, D, slash Midsoperand, Marzoperandra slash. Noun. Noun, modus operandi, plural noun, modi operandi. Example 1. A particular way or method of doing something, especially one that is characteristic or well-established. The volunteers were instructed to buy specific systems using our usual modus operandi, anonymously and with cash. Similar. Method of working. Method. Way. MO. Manner. Technique. Style. Procedure. Approach. Course of action. Plan of action, methodology, mode, fashion, process, means, strategy, plan, formula, recipe, practice, praxis. Example 2. The way in which something operates or works. THC has a quite precise modus operandi that taps into a specific brain function. Funny, eh? THC means tetrahydrocannabinol. And this specific use of word definition applies to the actors of substantial hidden motives under the roof of 3260 Grande Vista against me as a member of the Driscoll family. This is absolutely part of the facts being documented in this case. Modus operandi. Primary tabs. A Latin phrase meaning mode of operating. In criminal law, modus operandi refers to a method of operation or pattern of criminal behavior so distinctive that separate crimes or wrongful conduct are recognized as the work of the same person. Modus operandi is used as a basis for admitting evidence of other crimes and is permitted by Rule 404(b)(2) of the Federal Rules of Evidence. For example, in a case involving the armed robbery of a bank, evidence that the alleged robber was convicted of an armed robbery 1 year prior would be admissible to prove identity through modus operandi, where in both the prior case and the current case the perpetrator wore a purple cowboy hat, possessed a gold gun with a mother of pearl handles, was heard humming the tune to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and put the money in a black Gucci bag. The evidence is so specific that it uniquely identifies defendant as the perpetrator in the case at hand. Last updated in July of 2020 by the WEX definitions team. The members of the public should become aware of the attitude of my mom's rejection of any validation of my presence in life to the gameplay that my mother continued. Everything that has relative understanding that seriousness would trump any rational reason to hold on to this need to annihilate my life. My mother has been playing games that are directly psychologically abusive. This before those extended members were somehow now being a part of the presence in the house. I have been screaming at the top of my lungs upon my mother mercy and still no mercy to the very much cruel and dismissing attitude my mother has. Mercy at the top of my lungs to my mother 20 times in a single circumstance. Can anyone imagine such a thing? And still no effective mercy is granted. One time yelling to the top of my lungs, mercy, no, and not even in a series that I had not attempted to actually relate such a statement of mercy, I would say over the course of the past year. 10 separate situational events where I am here by myself with her, and the motivations that keep me locked into this relationship is forever more cruel. I had the highest volume yelling mercy repeatedly, and my mother was not able to receive such an emotional presence from her son to correct the relationship and changes. Typically, it is that she thinks she has the authority to (1) tell me to shut up, and (2) she has no need to have a responsibility for the circumstances that are involved here. (3) playing mind games with me to make up situations completely out of thin blue air, such as the UPS delivery at 6 a.m. That places me to have to come assist a damsel in distress at any beconging call. That I have to get up and check the door for a package from UPS she says she thinks just arrived, a doorbell she says she heard. I was trying to get her to use the phone to get my attention for whatever it was she needed. She refused to use the phone. As a natural thing, so at 6 a.m. she called me intentionally to carry on this shitty thing. Just to say, in other words, fuck you. That is one example of many more. A constant disassembly of a power trip over me. She only does this kind of action with me and no one else. This did not stop until she actually at 1-2 a.m. decided to do this again while I was here alone with her. After I made the accusation she was playing games, reverse psychology, I would not leave her alone in the night. She had no reason to call 911 buffed it anyway, trying to tell me that I am in some kind of psychosis and I am out of control, only to not accept the response of responsibility was due to her behavior. That is the behavior of my mother when she needs for attention like a child does. To the fatality of this, the fatality of my real life, she is playing these games. This dispatched the officers into conflict. They finally somehow got the reasoning to not just accept her side, and actually sided upon me. I told them she started it. I would leave her alone if she stopped playing these types of psychological games. She said that she is not afraid of me, as though I was threatening her. No way. She lied. I said stop lying. And for the most part of 3, that part of 3 has greatly diminished into the obvious offensive behavior from her against me was not going to be continued, and she lied about to the police. The police carried on to realize something of my integrity, I guess. The bedroom door incident is most documented. But that did not stop my mother from recruiting others from outside family to support her need to be psychologically invalidating and mentally abusing me. Also to intentionally deny my rights that are being violated, and she answers to no one again. This gang-stalking view, family to family considering its definition, is highly regarded to be present and accounted to be something needing to hold accountability upon these circumstances to whom is at fault for this behavior's run-a-muck. Haters, haters, haters. I have a family embered of haters sympathizing fucked up human relations. An unfathomable but not totally impossible setup of worst case scenarios. Can someone see the reasoning to just continue to ignore me? Morally speaking and legally speaking, she does have responsibilities here under this roof of this house. Morally speaking and legally speaking, law enforcement themselves here in this city have responsibilities they cannot just brush off here in this conflict of community apathy support of what is called disability inclusion. To those now from extended family who are now added to this mix, they proceed to continue the paradigm that is suggestive of mentally abusive. That is a fact. I say this is intentionally being waged against me from all sources. When is someone going to stand up and say enough is enough? From noted resources below, these are directly involved in the mindset agenda under this roof right as I write out to anyone who will care to force a corrective action here. Inattentive invalidator, the most common one, when someone ignores you completely. Controlling invalidation, where your actions are controlled by someone else. Belligerent invalidators, who refuse to listen to your side of the story. She answers to no one and no one is at my call to correct this situation. She continues to keep this matter inset into the inner walls of this house rather than reaching out, truly reaching out, for assistance from the outside. No resource I can share with her, and the rest of this mess continues to be defined by the new actors of the family entering this house to gang up and continue this cruelty against me. It is defined here for anyone to see. This is absolutely the deal of death over life of a human being. I have a name. My name is James Martin Driscoll. Thank you very much. I am still living, breathing for the moment. These matters are grave and fatal to me. A human death upon the community. That is a human no longer breathing dead death of community and family responsibility, comma, dash, home mind, emotional health. These five subtle signs prove that you're being invalidated by your partner. Updated on May 5, 2021, 12:27 p.m. Irish Summer Time. If you feel your partner is ignoring or invalidating you, these signs and tips will help you deal better with the problem. Nikita Bardwaj 70 likes. Signs of invalidation. Dealing with invalidation isn't easy, but it's doable. Image courtesy, Shutter Stock. Listen to this article. Web document link, https://www.healthshits.com/web-contents/upload/2021/05/amazonpoly2187.5.mp3, version equals 16/2019/78/83. Emotions are very mysterious. Every person reacts differently, even when it's the same situation. One such emotion is invalidation. Well, it is not as simple as it seems, but it's important to remember that it can have a detrimental impact on those it is used against. You might have come across people who are almost always dismissive of everything. Such people are ignorant, and having a relationship with them can be mentally daunting. At times, these people are also known to be really very toxic for your personal growth. But it is more important that you understand the signs of invalidation, so that you can deal better with the situation. Firstly, you must understand what invalidation is. Psychological invalidation is a term that is used to describe the act of belittling a person and making them feel less important. Sometimes, it can be regarded as a form of emotional abuse that does not take into consideration what the other person feels, thinks, or experiences. Signs for invalidation. You have to make efforts to improve your relationship. Image courtesy, Shutterstock. Also, we need to understand not all kinds of invalidation are dreadful. That's because there is a possibility that the other person might be overreacting to a situation. Also, invalidators are of different kinds. Inattentive invalidator, the most common one, when someone ignores you completely. Judgmental invalidation, this is a case in which people judge you all the time. Controlling invalidation, where your actions are controlled by someone else. Belligerent invalidators, who refuse to listen to your side of the story. Here's why invalidation happens. Most of the time, a person does not even realize that they are invalidating others, and justifies it as constructive feedback. A person who invalidates others does not have the ability to express his/her emotions in a rational manner, and uses power and force instead. It has been observed that a person who validates others has also been a victim of invalidation. Signs for invalidation. Communication is the key. Image courtesy, Shutterstock. Most commonly, children who experience invalidation from their parents are known to invalidate others when they grow up, says Dr. Sunil Anand, psychiatrist, Wockhardt Hospital, Mumbai. Here are 5 subtle signs that suggest someone is invalidating you. 1. You feel uncomfortable and scared about sharing your views with the person who you feel is invalidating you. Eventually, this can lead to a major rift, and it is very hard for a relationship like this to flourish. 2. You have a general sense of low self-esteem, which impacts various other aspects of your life. You feel scared instead of nervous before taking up anything challenging. That's because your confidence is at an all-time low, suggests Dr. Anand. 3. You feel dejected and low, and are unable to focus. This can also hamper your creativity. 4. You are fearful of expressing new ideas or even forming new relationships, due to low self-confidence. 5. You observe changes in appetite, either by way of binge-eating or anorexia. It could also cause increased depression or anxiety, if you were already going through some mental health issues, advises Dr. Anand. Signs for invalidation. Here are some tips recommended by Dr. Anand to deal the situation. Don't get emotionally overwhelmed. Instead, try to get a grip over yourself and your situation. It is important to be affirmative sometimes. Try to explain your point of view and how you look at a situation. If invalidation continues, it is time to re-evaluate the relationship. Professional counseling can help in dealing with low self-esteem and conflict clearing, suggests Dr. Anand. Another thing you should always remember is that if you are being let down by somebody who is invalidating you time and again, don't feel guilty about it. You yourself should validate your feelings, so that others get a message that you're emotional. Readdress inner wall circumstances in this house happening. I myself should validate my feelings, which I do, to the highest non-violent verbal expression I can, because otherwise these people are not listening. For that goes to substantiate the proof of this statement becomes true. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. I have rights under this roof that are being violated. Universal Declaration of Human Rights Article 19, Freedom of Opinion and Expression. Full text: Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating is shouted at me from a person of minor age class who attempts to have authority here. Look here, motherfucker, are actually fighting words, and of course legally Article 19 does not allow fighting words. None of my words shouted at the highest volume into this household environment can be considered fighting words. The fighting words are being waged against me. I myself should validate my feelings, which I do, to the highest non-violent verbal expression I can, because otherwise these people are not listening. For that goes to substantiate the proof of this statement becomes true. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. I have rights under this roof that are being violated. Universal Declaration of Human Rights Article 19, Freedom of Opinion and Expression. Full text: Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating is shouted at me from a person of minor age class who attempts to have authority here. Look here, motherfucker, are actually fighting words, and of course legally Article 19 does not allow fighting words. None of my words shouted at the highest volume into this household environment can be considered fighting words. The fighting words are being waged against me. I myself should validate my feelings, which I do, to the highest non-violent verbal expression I can, because otherwise these people are not listening. For that goes to substantiate the proof of this statement becomes true. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating. I have rights under this roof that are being violated. Universal Declaration of Human Rights Article 19, Freedom of Opinion and Expression. Full text: Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Repeating. So others get a message that you're emotional. Repeating is shouted at me from a person of minor age class who attempts to have authority here. Look here, motherfucker, are actually fighting words, and of course legally Article 19 does not allow fighting words. None of my words shouted at the highest volume into this household environment can be considered fighting words. The fighting words are being waged against me. I myself should validate my feelings, which I do, to the highest non-violent verbal expression I can, because otherwise these people are not listening. For that goes to substantiate the proof of this statement becomes true. So others get a message that you're emotional.